The price of raw materials for the food industry rose last month, according to the latest wholesale price index from the Central Statistics Office. However, the wholesale price of electricity fell sharply last month, while inflation in construction materials continued to moderate. Our economics correspondent Robert Short is with us now. So food is going up, Robert.
There's no doubt about that at all, Gavin. So these are wholesale prices, as you mentioned. So the prices that manufacturers pay at the factory gate. So it's the prices that go into the products that end up being made and being sold on in this case, for food products on supermarket shelves. And there's some pretty chunky price increases when it comes to food. So, you know, overall up 8.9%. But if you delve into the detail, dairy products on an annual basis up just over 53%.
Fish 53%.
Fish products up 21%. Animal feeds, grains, which obviously another contributory factor, up 14.5%. Now, I suppose just to kind of make it more real for people, if you translate that into the CPI, the regular inflation figures, if you like, you know, last month we saw that food inflation increased by 10.2%. If you go back to September of last year, September 2021, the annual rate of increase in food inflation was just 0.3%. It's been going up steadily every month. We had expected it to. It was going to be one of those second round effects when we had this energy price shock at the start of this year, but it's really beginning to kick in now.
Now, talking about energy prices, and we were talking to Tony about this earlier on, who said that the wholesale price of gas, for example, has started to come down. Electricity is coming down too, is that right? Does that mean the bills are going to be lower?
Well, I know you asked Tony a similar question, so I'll try and answer it as well. So the wholesale figures show that wholesale electricity prices, so the prices the factory
What is wholesale paid. Electricity? Sorry.
So it's the price that they would charge to a factory, to a large user. That fell very sharply last month by 26.9%. And you're correct that the wholesale price of gas, which we all know now, has an effect on the marginal price of electricity. It uses the reference price in Europe. That's fallen sharply since it spiked at the end of August, basically as Europe tried to cram as much gas as they could get their hands on in advance of this winter and the ongoing hostilities with Russia. So if you look back at the Dutch exchange, which is the main European market for gas, you know, that peaked at about that peaked at 350 euro for the therm, which is how it's priced at the end of August. Today I checked, it's at 127, so that's a decrease of 65%. Next day gas prices, which are, you know, the so-called spot market, they're even lower. And basically the reason for that is that Europe is pretty much full now. It can't store any more gas. There's some other factors as well. Believe it or not, if you don't look too closely at our weather, it has actually been a mild winter so far. And demand, whether it's because of prices or the weather, it's down by about 10%. And it's down in Ireland too. Airgrid made that point in its capacity generation statement just out a couple of weeks ago. So should we expect lower electricity prices? Well, the price goes up a bit, as it always does when you're pricing ahead, the so-called forward prices. And I suppose what we don't know is whether or not the winter will continue to be mild, number one. But then I suppose the bigger question really is, when we get through this winter, where's Europe going to get its gas after that? And what will the knock-on effect be on our gas prices? Because we still take, as we know, a big chunk of our gas from the UK, but we also, by extension, take a big chunk from Norway. Norway will be feeding more of its gas into Europe, so there will be a knock-on effect on the price that we will face. And back in 2021, Europe took about 40% of its gas from Russia, and that's more or less disappeared now, either through damage to the pipelines in the Baltic or the ongoing hostilities. So there's a really big question over whether where Europe will get its gas next winter and how much it will pay for it.
Electricity prices, the weather, British politics, hard to keep up sometimes. Robert Short, thank you. More on the news at one after this break.